Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome back. My name is Chris.
And I'm Steve.
And this is Streaming Things, the only podcast we're pretty sure that brings you the best, the brightest, the strangest, the sexiest films and TV shows available to stream right from your home in an ocean of streaming networks vying for your attention. We are your lighthouse, your beacons of broadcast, your curators of content.
You're teetering, sir.
I was actually just kind of letting it dangle, seeing if you'd notice.
I did.
I lied just now. Can't lie to you, Steve.
Do you think because I leave this show for 2 whole weeks that I don't know how it's run?
That's true.
I'm back, baby. I'm back.
You're like, what's that rapper Pitbull? Y'all think I just started, but I've been here. That's the line that I like to quote a lot. Andy Hussle, you may have noticed Andy's not here. We found someone better. That's really the only reason.
You heard it here first. Better than Andy.
Madison is here again.
Yay. Hey guys, what's up? Thanks for having me back.
Absolutely.
Hi, Madison.
Hello.
So the last time you were here was with Black Widow way back when, right?
Yes.
Our review of Black Widow. But you were here since then when I wasn't here.
Yes, for Christmas. It was the Christmas episode, I believe.
I wasn't here on Christmas?
The two of you have been around, have been together after Black Widow.
Really?
Yeah.
I just have it. Sure. Black Widow's burned in my brain because that was such a good episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was Madison's debut.
It was. And then I remember we did the holiday movies. I'm trying to think of, did we do one after that?
I think the holiday movies is the last one that you were on.
Yeah, that was only a few months ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's good to have you back. You're always a pleasure to have on the show. What we have in store today, we're going to do our usual Crossing Streams segment, of course, talk about some TV shows and films we've been watching since last we met. Probably talk a bit about Steve's adventures, if he's willing. And then we have Oscars Jeopardy. So what I've done is I've spent a lot of time, more than I care to admit, plugging away, creating a Jeopardy game based on Oscars trivia, because, of course, the Oscars are tomorrow night. As you listen to this, it will have been last night.
So. Yeah, if you listen Monday.
Yeah.
If you listen on a Tuesday, then that's
who knows what you
erroneous.
Do. I don't know how you plan your life. You might be a hump day podcaster for all I know.
Maybe you didn't even realize the Oscars were tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or in the past.
Yeah. You might not know who Oscar is.
Listen, all we can say for sure is time is a construct and none of this matters.
Yeah, we make no assumptions here at Streaming Things.
Mm-mm. None. Mm-hmm. Zero.
So anywho, Steve, you've been gone a couple weeks.
I have.
I don't know if you listened to the episodes. I tried my best not to divulge the destination just in case there were any kind of, nefarious listeners out there.
You didn't want me to be running through the streets being chased by a mob of rabid fans.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
That's true. I was like, just give him his peace. He's out there doing his job.
Streaming Things mania is sweeping the country. Yes. It's bigger than the Beatles. It's bigger than Jesus, as they might say.
We're big on the West Coast of America.
Sure. That's one of two coasts.
Yes.
No, but I went to San Francisco for work.
Cisco.
Yeah. To be fully honest, I could have been on the last two episodes, but the first week I was still packing and fretting, you know, because I had to pack all of our equipment. So I was doing a lot of like pulling my hair out to make sure I didn't leave a lens cap behind. And then I was just jet lagged for the last episode. So I thought it had been good for my health to not be on the show, but I'm happy to be back. Had a good time in San Francisco. It's a really cool city, incredibly diverse. And so that like...
Is it just like it looks in Big Hero 6?
Even better than Big Hero 6, I would say.
Wow.
No, it's just from like block to block is a completely different vibe of the city. So like you could be in Chinatown and one block, you go one block north. Oh, I'm in Little Italy. And then you go one block and you're like, oh, I'm in the corporate sector. And then you go another block. Oh, I'm in the Tenderloin. Please don't mug me. And
they call it the Tenderloin.
That's an area. Yeah. That's where when you hear San Francisco, like, oh, there's a lot of homeless people in San Francisco. That's what they're talking about is the Tenderloin.
Was San Francisco like sectioned by a butcher?
Maybe.
Oh, I've journeyed to the flank.
No, but it's really cool. Cause like you've got, you know, and coming from someone who lives, I live in Cincinnati. It's a small city. Literally you can see the skyline. If you go to my street, just look left. We're a small city and we kind of, you know, take for granted just how incredible it is living in a small city like this, because not only do we get to have all the cool things that a city brings you, but it's also like super low key and chill. Like, oh, I got to get to the other side of town. That'll take me 5 minutes.
Right.
Whereas San Francisco, it's, oh, I got to get to the other part of town. That'll take me an hour and a half.
I know. Wow. I didn't realize until recently how small we were. Mm-hmm. I was having I don't want to say argument, just a discussion with my wife.
My wife.
And she's like, Columbus and Cleveland are bigger cities than Cincinnati. And I was like, they are not. Because just no shade to anyone in Columbus, but been there. It's like, I don't have no fond memories of it. Like couple buildings is all I remember. I was like unimpressed completely. But then I googed it, right?
You googed it?
Yeah.
I'm not sure how I feel about that term.
I know.
I ended up on the googs. And
no,
way bigger.
Goog me.
Way bigger than Cincinnati.
Yes.
And yeah. I was upset.
But one day we got on these little, it was a completely touristy thing to do. They're like little, remember Wacky Racers, Hanna-Barbera's Wacky Racers?
I do not.
Well, imagine like a tiny little yellow go-kart that has two cars in the front, one wheel in the back. Or two wheels in the front and one wheel in the back. And there's only two people can fit in it. One person's the driver. The other person has like a little GPS, like tablet. And you drive around the city and the tablet kind of keeps you on the path you need to go. And then there's a robot lady who's like, to your left is the Golden Gate Bridge. Built in, blah, 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 blah. Take her right now. Well, we decided to do that one day.
That sounds really fun.
And we got the cars at like 3:45 and they're like, okay, you have to be back by 5. You're taking the 2-hour tour, but you have to be back by 5 because that's when we leave. And we're like, dope, we'll do that. And then at some point, myself and my boss who were in the car together, we end up driving by a beach and we're like, I don't remember a beach being on our tour. And I like zoomed out and it was like, oh, because we're on the 4-hour tour and accidentally went the wrong direction.
Oh no.
And we were, if where we needed to go was on the northeastern part of the city, we were in the southwestern opposite end of the city. And we're like, oh shit, we have 10 minutes to get back by 5 o'clock. We didn't make it. We, we were 45 minutes late and they were mad at us. But at the same time, I was like, no, they should be high-fiving us because we did the 4-hour tour in an hour and 45 minutes. Okay.
We should get a trophy.
We need a plaque with our names on it.
For some reason, I'm just imagining like do you remember that racing game? It's like, was it San Francisco Rush?
Sounds familiar.
Anyway, that's what I'm picturing.
Crazy Taxi? But it was more like Crazy Taxi.
But you on like tricycles.
Basically. We're going down, you know, Lombard Street? It's that.
I've never been.
Well, it's
the big hill.
The big hill and this, it's like a block wide. And the cars literally have to like snake down because
I've seen that on the TVs many times.
Yeah, it's we drove down that on our dumb little wacky racer car, and there's all these tourists and people who live there because that's residential housing right there, and everyone's like staring at us with their dumb looking penis shaped helmets, and we're just like, we're locals.
Yeah, we just do this every Tuesday.
We just do this for fun. But no, it was a really great time, and I would love to go back again. So yeah, San Francisco, go check it out.
Yeah. It's one of my big, I don't know what the word is. I want to go there.
Bucket list.
Sure.
It's on the list.
It's on the list for certain. One of the last bastions of American cities I haven't been that I really want to. But anywho, so that's wonderful to have you back. We needed somebody to press the buttons accurately. I mean, Andy did his best. But
hey, I listened to the two episodes that I wasn't on the plane, and he did a great job.
He's either not the brightest bulb in the bunch, or it's just way harder than it looks. I don't know. I've never pressed a button on that thing.
You want to press one now?
Yeah. What's this one do?
Let's press it. Find out.
Give me one. Oh, nope. It's not time for that.
Nope.
That was the wrong one.
That was the wrong one.
And they're labeled, but it's upside down.
It is. You can't read it.
So I guess that brings it. Well, let's do a little business news real quick. If you'd like to email the show, you can, of course, do so by writing into streamingthingspod@gmail.com. That's streamingthingspod@gmail.com. We love to read your letters. You can also call into the show. Leave a voicemail for us. Something about maybe a recommendation of something to watch or any old thing, as long as you're nice. And you can do that at 859-757-4051. Yeah, I memorized
What's that last digit, Madison?
One.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of, you go down low and then you come up. So it's like a one. You'll get it. Okay. Also, if you'd like to support the show, we would love that. If you are so able, you can go to patreon.com/streamingthings. That's patreon.com/streamingthings. You can subscribe to the show at a variety of tiers and get some different rewards, like maybe even vote on things for us to watch. We got polls on there.
Yeah.
So that's fun.
We're going to be recording the Patreon exclusive Twilight episode this week that you guys will be able to listen to if you're a $5 or more contributing member to the Patreon.
The patrons demanded that we watch Twilight.
Have you seen Twilight, Madison?
Have I seen Twilight? Oh. Yes.
Now, you have not, right, Steve?
I haven't.
Yeah.
Wait, you haven't seen Twilight?
No.
I'm so looking forward to this.
No, I have PTSD from working during Twilight, so I'm going to have like PTSD moments watching this first movie.
I have PTSD for being so invested in the plot.
You've seen it though, right?
I have many times.
Oh, okay. All right.
Gosh. I have PTSD just from cringing so much watching that movie.
My wife, I told her we were doing it tonight because initially we were, and she was like really bummed. Like she asked me multiple times, "Are you guys for sure watching Twilight tonight?" Like she wanted to watch it so bad.
She was coming.
She's seen it hundreds of times, and I'm just like, I mean, yeah, is that okay? I mean, yeah, I guess I'm watching Twilight without me, but whatever. So anyway, that'll be fun, and you can vote on things like that. Thank you to our current patrons.
Thank you, Phil. I don't know why I decided to do those voices.
That's
this.
Okay.
Thank just you, commit. Phil. Thank you, Carmelita. You're very cool. Thank you, Carrie. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for your contribution. Thank you, Enza. Is she on the live stream still?
I don't know.
I hope she is. Thank you. If you're not, I didn't say that. Thank you, Cake.
Thank you, Cake.
Mmm, delicious cake. Thank you, Katie. Thank you so. I don't know why Katie always gets the. She follows Cake. That's a hard one to.
Yeah. She just gets the thanks.
I need to like give her like some special like love on these things sometimes because she always follows the greatness that is. Thank you, Cake. Thank you, Daniel. I'm really upset that your movie hasn't come out in our area yet, but I won't blame you.
Oh, I don't want to talk about that.
Thank you, Jimmy, friend of the show. Thank you, Sarah, friend of the show. Thank you, Elo. Don't know you, but I'll say you're a friend of the show.
Yeah, they're all friends of the show.
Thank you, Kyle. And thank you to our brand new Patreon subscriber, Tomas.
Yeah, Tomas.
Or Thomas.
I'm pretty sure. I'm like 90% sure it's Tomas.
Write in. We had
how is that going to help?
We can write in and be like.
Like a pronunciation key?
Yeah, okay. Give us a pronunciation key. Or we can say, don't say my name.
I need to know how to pronounce this. Text it to me.
And it's voice record how you say it.
Yeah, it'd be better if you left a voicemail at 859-757-4051.
It's like, you idiots, it's pronounced Thomas.
Yeah, it could be some kind of third way that we aren't sure of. Thoma. But anyway.
Thoma.
Thoma.
One of your many rewards of subscribing to the show is to be on that list of grassroots early adopters.
It's a grassroots movement. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Bernie. It's good to have you on the show again.
I love being here. We don't do anything in Congress, so I just show up here and listen.
Yeah, he just sits in the corner.
Dude, he's got his arms crossed. He's got his mittens on.
And his mask on, which is good. His mask
on, yeah. He's masked up.
Triple vaxxed and masked up. Way to go, Bernie.
I'm boosted.
Feel the burn. Feel the burn. Which brings us, I believe, to our Crossing Streams segment. Crossing Streams is the segment where each week we talk about the films and TV shows we've been streaming since last we met. Steve, have you had any time to stream anything? I mean, you've been a busy beaver.
I've had several weeks of time. Well, I was on a plane for many hours. Oh, I watched a lot of things.
The plane movies. I forgot.
Funny story. I could not watch the plane movies because I'm an elitist. I only have Apple products. So my headphones have that dumb fucking jack that doesn't work for normal things.
Don't they give you the headphones on the flight?
Yeah, for money.
Normally, they're free on a flight that long.
They didn't give...
What airline did you use?
Delta.
Yeah. Delta usually gives it to you on a long flight.
They did not.
And even if they charge you,
we had
travel
layover.
Money. It doesn't count.
We didn't go straight from here to San Francisco. We had layovers. So it was an hour and a half here and then 3.5 hours there.
Right, right.
So I guess maybe we just didn't fit the algorithm. But so anyway, I watched all my shit on my phone. Like I downloaded stuff onto my phone.
Yeah, that's what
beforehand.
I do too anyway, though. I watch Netflix has a great offline feature and I usually go through and boom. HBO Max has got a bunch of them too.
Yeah, I had a bunch of stuff in the queue from HBO Max, from Disney Plus, Paramount.
So what did you watch?
I watched something that you guys talked about on the show. I watched Turning Red.
Pixar's Turning Red. I forgot.
Well, I hadn't seen it. But then when you guys did your episode, I was like, oh yeah, that came out. So I watched it on the plane ride over. And cause I got to the point where you started spoiling things. I'm like, pause. Now it's time to watch Turning Red. I have watched Turning Red. Resume.
See listeners, that's how it's done.
Take from my example, dear listener.
So how much did you love it? Was it a 9, 10 or an 11?
Out of those three?
Yeah. Well, out of 10.
A 9. And it was really good. I really enjoyed it. Yeah.
Yeah. I also watched it. It was very good. And I watched it with I had seen some stuff on TikTok and on Twitter and a lot of like bashing and people were giving it shit. And I watched and I was like, this is actually really good. I don't understand.
What are the criticisms?
The controversy is flabbergasting.
What is the controversy? Is it just a girl movie? Is it just that?
I saw a lot about the animation, just like how the animation was shit. But then I watched it. I'm like, there's absolutely nothing wrong with the animation. And then I saw something that was attributing to because there was some like LGBTQ mentions in it and like kind of alluding to like LGBTQ.
Oh, God forbid.
Yeah. And I was like, come on, this is 2022. Like,
God forbid we talk about a group of people that exist.
I know. And I don't know. For me, I don't know. I really liked it. I wish I had had a movie like that growing up. I think it would have been really beneficial to have a movie like that growing up. So I loved it. I thought it was great.
Yeah, because it's so rare. Because there's obviously, at least in the beginning of the film, there's definitely a lot of correlations to, you know, having a first period and stuff like that. And that's like a topic that whenever that comes up in movies, it's usually, if it is brought up at all, it's typically played for laughs or something. Mm-hmm. So whenever movies actually like, you know, approach it very seriously, it's like, oh, thank God, this is like what people need to be doing. One of my favorite movies, I've talked about it on the show a lot. It's a super indie film. I believe you can watch it on Prime. It's a movie called Girl Flu. Mm-hmm. And it's about, that's a live action version of that whole thing. A girl actually has her period while wearing white pants on a school trip, and then all her classmates make fun of her.
Sure.
And then it's this girl who's like, I'm not going to have a period ever again. And her mom's kind of this strung out mom that's not great at being a mom, but she's trying her best. And it's a really, really lovely movie. Go watch Girl Flu. But that's what this movie reminded me of. And then obviously it goes into much more of the I love Alex's term on the Streaming Things episode. The what is it? Nest of Vipers he kept using to talk about the matriarchal
family. Yeah, like that generational trauma they touch on. Yeah.
I thought that was really, really good. And then also, Chris, you touched on the just how heartwarming the friendship was between all the girls. And the movie to me shines brightest when it is the four main friend group girls kind of doing their thing together. And the animation is so good. Like, I don't know how anyone could cast any sort of shadow over that animation, just because the way the characters are moving and the way their face pops and everything, there's so much life and vibrancy and humor to it.
A lot of the jokes are kind of contingent upon how their faces are animated. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's not even an actual like verbal joke. It's just, I'm laughing because of the way that they drew the character. And anyway, so I hadn't heard anything about that. It was mostly like this manufactured controversy about the themes of the show and whether or not it's appropriate for children and things like that. And then of course the overreaction, instead of just pushing those off as trolls, people were making a lot of content like it was a serious criticism and arguing against it. And I didn't even think it was worth that. It was like such a non-issue, like whoever says that's dumb and they're getting blocked kind of thing in my mind, right?
But no, I agree. I was seeing all the hate for it and I decided to watch it one day and I was completely thrown off. I was
like what?
What? This is actually really good. It's actually, I keep a list of all the movies I watch and rank them. And right now it's my number one movie of that I've watched in 2022.
I can see that. Yeah. It's one of my favorite Pixar films of all time.
Could would you say that seeing all the vitriol that it was getting online had you turning red?
Mm-hmm.
What?
With anger?
Yes. I turned into a panda. I was like, screw this.
I do want to mention, I was watching this on my phone on a plane, surrounded by like a bunch of adults. And they're all watching that dumb football player movie. And, you know, like there's crime family movie,
the
drama.
Warner movie? The football movie?
Yeah, the Rams quarterback guy. Yeah. I don't know.
I think his name's Warner.
But it's like all these, like, and I'm like in the middle, like, turning red. Just me, a 34-year-old man by myself.
You're like offering your earbud.
Do you want to watch this? It's really good.
You're crying.
They're going to go to a boy band concert. I hope they get to go.
Oh my gosh, soundtrack too.
Be Squared, is that what
it was? Soundtrack was so good. I loved the soundtrack too.
What was the boy band's name? Was it like B Squared, Four Squared?
No, it's Four something.
Four Star?
Even the Four Street?
Fourth Street. Four Street?
No. But it's funny because there's five members in the band.
Yeah.
Remember that.
I remember, yeah.
Because we're all, what are they called?
Four Town.
Four Town.
Four Town.
We're all over the place. Four Street?
Four Place?
Four City.
Four Boulevard.
No.
Four
Skin.
It was a very heartwarming movie. I remember feeling so happy after watching it. For the mom to be super, super accepting of the daughter's choice to keep the panda and, you know, all that stuff. Not to spoil. Whoops.
Oh,
no. Sorry.
Oh, boy. Are you spoiling my movie, Madison?
I'm sorry. Oopsies.
I watched it twice when it came out on Friday, probably? And I watched it with my wife, and then we watched The Adam Project, which came out the same day. And then I watched them both on Sunday again, because my son came over and he wanted to watch both of them. And I was like, you know what? I actually quite enjoyed both of them enough to watch them again. And which is The Adam Project, liking it that much was a little controversial, because it's like objectively not that great of a movie. But I had a blast, and I have daddy issues. So the themes of that movie make it really heartwarming to me. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's what I recommend you do. Watch them again.
Well, I too have daddy issues. Maybe I'll watch it.
What else did you watch?
Well, I also streamed the revival of Whose Line Is It Anyway?
You would.
Well, I was going to miss an improv class. So I'm like, well, I should watch Whose Line Is It Anyway?
I got to brush up. Yeah.
And they had it on HBO Max and I downloaded a bunch of them. And I felt so old because Madison's giving me a look. I'm like, There's a reason. So in my mindscape, this was the Whose Line Is It Anyway revival. So it wasn't the original. It was the revival.
That's why I saw it on HBO Max when I was scrolling through.
With Aisha Tyler instead of Drew Carey.
Well, I just saw Whose Line Is It Anyway, and I was like, why the hell is this prominently displayed on HBO Max?
So it's the revival, and I've never watched the revival, but hey, it's got Colin Mochrie. It's got Ryan. It's got Wayne Brady. I saw Keegan-Michael Key's on it a bunch. So I'm all these people. Let me download those episodes. I forgot. In my mind, the revival came out in like 2018, 2019. No, it came out in 2013. And so the revival of Whose Line Is It Anyway is almost 10 years old at this point. And the reason I was cued into this is at the first episode I watched, Ryan makes an incredibly dated political joke that like crushed. And I was like, why the hell would he make a binder full of women joke that late? Because, you know, 2012, Mitt Romney said the binder full of women thing.
Yeah.
But like that joke slayed. And I'm like, really? People remember that line? And then at the end credits, it was like circa 2013. I'm like, fuck, what?
Oh my gosh.
I didn't even know this revival existed. And I loved that show when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same.
I watched it all the time.
It's you know, it's the same thing. Just without Drew Carey, you've got Aisha Tyler. And arguably, she's just as good, if not better.
Mm-hmm.
They do a couple different games sometimes. There was one really fun game where they invite audience members to like give them their purses. And then they like do a game where they're like just pulling out whatever are in these random people's purses and like continuing the scene. And at one point, Colin pulls out a Ziploc bag and he's like, oh, I got sunflower seeds. I'm going to feed the birds. He starts throwing the contents of the Ziploc bag all over the ground. And then when the scene ends, he's like, they're trying to pick everything up and put it back in their bags. And he realizes, oh crap, those weren't sunflower seeds. Those were pills. So he's like chucking pills all over the stage at one point, and he felt like such a dick. It was really funny. But yeah, that was a good time. Keegan-Michael Key, this clearly was 2013 Keegan-Michael Key, so before he's, you know, became the star he is now. So it was interesting to kind of see him in that role. I have also continued watching Severance, which continues to be great.
I still have to watch
that. Have you started it?
No, I suck.
Have you seen this at all, Madison? Mm-mm. Severance, starring Adam Scott.
Not...
Stars Adam Scott, John Turturro's in it, Christopher Walken's in it.
It looks gorgeously shot. Everybody's talking about it. A couple guys on TikTok that I really respect are gushing over it. Mm-hmm. And when you see my crossing streams, you're going to be like, bro.
But, dude.
Bruh. Because that's how you talk.
Bro, you got to watch the Severance, bro. Bro, it is litty. No, it's I've gone pretty deep into it in past episodes. I continue to say, just watch it. It continues to be emotional and sad and devastating. And I'm just really intrigued to see where they're going with the story, because I really don't know what they're doing with it. And the last three episodes are directed by Ben Stiller. So I'm really excited to see how he lands his plane.
Yeah, I like how you did the visual reference of the plane.
Yeah, well,
just for Madison and I.
We were doing mime work in improv. So. I love that. And lastly, I attempted to finish Our Flag Means Death. I still have 15 minutes to go in the last episode before you guys showed up. But that show is amazing. And I want to talk about it for a minute, because last episode or the episode prior to that? I
think it was 2 weeks ago.
Andy was like, it's fine. And I just want to say, guys,
he said, and I quote, I laughed harder with Steve's reenactment of some of the jokes than I did ever watching the show.
Well, that's because I'm a funny motherfucker.
That's true.
But. No, it is so good. A friend of mine named Kyle, he watched the first two episodes and he was like, you know, when I saw the trailer for the show, I thought the show was going to be about Steed Bonnet, played by Rhys Darby, just hanging out with Blackbeard, played by Taika Waititi. And he was like, I want the show to be that. And I'm like, dude, watch the third episode, because then the show is just about that. And it's so good. The show surprised me so much from how it starts to what it really is about. Because you originally think like, oh, it's this fun New Zealander style comedy about a posh British gentleman who decides he's going to be a pirate. And that is the lure that brings you in. But really, it's a story about love, who we love, is it okay, how we love people, and how we hurt the people we love. And it's incredibly thoughtful and sad in pretty shocking ways, while remaining funny all at the same time. And I just cannot recommend this show enough. Our Flag Means Death on HBO Max. Check it out if you haven't. Please do. I mean, Ellie's crying right now. Did you hear her?
Her 2 cents in for sure. I will check it out before our next recording. I will watch some of it and I will start Severance. So this I vow.
Oh, I also watched season 6 of Rick and Morty on HBO Max.
Is that a thing?
It is.
I didn't know. What is going on? What? I know Bridgerton season 2 just dropped. I'm so behind on some of the stuff, man.
Well, it's the season that came out last year. You guys look at me with
blank eyes, but Bridgerton season 1 was fire.
Well, I heard it's not as good without the Duke in it.
Yeah, Reggie Jean Page.
Yeah, is he the Duke?
I don't know. I actually never watched
Bridgerton. He is the Duke, and he's awesome. I think he should be the new James Bond. He's a suave guy.
I can see that.
I will miss him as well, but I am going to watch season 2. You know, it's one of the things I watch with my wife. Madison, what have you been streaming?
I've been on a movie kick recently.
Good. I like those.
So another TikTok recommendation movie that I watched is called Fresh.
Yeah.
I believe it's on Amazon Prime.
It's a Hulu original.
Or Hulu. Yeah. Hulu. Starring Sebastian Stan and Daisy Edgar Jones. And it was good. I really enjoyed it. I don't know how much I should go into it without spoiling it, but it's very psychological thriller, kind of going into the horrors of dating from the female perspective. And it's
Because you famously asked the question, how to date men when you hate men.
Yes.
I read the book.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. That's basically a rendition of this movie. But no, it was really good. I was pleasantly surprised by it. Again, there was some mixed commentary on TikTok, whether it was mm-hmm. good or bad. So I decided to watch it to kind of figure that out myself. And it was good. Sebastian Stan's character is terrifying. I felt Daisy Edgar Jones did an awesome job. So that's one movie. Soundtrack is also really good.
I had a lot of fun with that movie too. And it's hard to talk about because I knew what it was about, but I can imagine if I didn't, how much I would have loved it. Like if I thought it was a romantic comedy, because mm-hmm. the title card doesn't even drop until 30 minutes in.
Yeah.
I talked about this when I talked about it, I think. And so, and mm-hmm. like, that's right when the plot shifts. And so that would have blown my mind if I didn't know anything about the movie.
Yeah. Don't listen to Kevin Smith's Fat Man Beyond because he watched that as well. And he was super high on it, but you know, Kevin Smith, he's like, oh man, and then this happens. He's yeah. spoiler. Oh man, I guess, should we talk about spoilers? Oh, well, we fucking already did it.
Yeah. I'm high. That's a good Kevin Smith. That's a good Kevin Smith impersonation for sure. I'm going to go for a walk. I'm sorry. I love you, Kevin.
We love you, Kev. Yeah, why are we saying he doesn't listen?
He does. He secretly listens to the show. He's probably Tomas.
Ooh, what if?
What if he's Cake?
Oh, thank you, Cake.
What else have you been streaming?
So yesterday I went to the Eastgate Mall with my brother, and there was a store that had a bunch of VHS tapes that were being sold for 50 cents. So naturally,
they have stores in that mall still?
Very few. But one of them,
I went to that store. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Eastgate Mall, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was in there looking at all those. Those were super tempting. I don't even have a VCR, though.
Me neither, but I bought 20.
Why not?
I was like, I'll just put them in my room as like nostalgia decor, you know? Cool. But
what are some examples?
Hold on. I took a picture on my phone.
She has a spreadsheet.
Yeah, of all her VHS collection.
That's of the movies I've watched this year, not of the VHS.
She just lowered a spreadsheet of all the movies she's watched to reveal... So she can look through her photos for this being. She's more prepared than any of us have ever been
but
for this
I'm
show.
Not. Okay, anyway. I bought like Thelma and Louise, I Am Sam,
The Sean Penn movie?
Yes. Love that movie.
Oh, I see Blazing Saddles on there.
Do you?
Is that what that is?
No, that's the Shakiest Gun in the West. Oh, okay. I bought Mrs. Doubtfire, The Mummy, Return of the Jedi, Striptease, Men in Black. So anyway.
Some good ones in there.
Yeah, they're just chilling in my room right now on display. But I was inspired to watch Striptease because that was one of the movies that I had not seen, starring Demi Moore. And, you know, it's a stripper movie. It's, you know, kind of, you know, very
my favorite 90s. Genre.
Right. Very 90s. But I watched it last night and I was pleasantly surprised. It was very entertaining. It's definitely I'm going to watch once. And it's, you know, like if you want a true 90s movie, that's kind of one to, you know, tune into. So like that one. Then I'm trying to think what else. You said Whose Line Is It Anyway? And my mom is actually watching that right now.
Really?
Yeah.
The original one?
The original one and the newer ones. Oh, we're jumping back and forth. But I kind of tuned in with her the other night and watched a couple of episodes. And it just, that show is so great. It's a timeless show. Like you can watch that 20 years from now and it'll still be awesome.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of other things I've watched. Oh, I started rewatching the Star Wars prequels. Just finished those.
Phantom Menace and
yeah, all those.
Man. We got to do like a whole deep dive on those one day. I have thoughts.
Oh, we know you do.
I have thoughts. I just love nerding out about them.
And oh, I know.
Madison and I have nerded out about Star Wars so often.
Very much so. Like so. At work, just yeah. talking about Star
I'm
Wars.
I'm sure we could do a Patreon, like we could do a nice wizard talk about those movies probably.
Wizard.
It would be so wizard to do that.
And my dude.
Yeah. But yeah, that's all I got right now.
I streamed a few things as well. Not Whose Line Is It Anyway, but now I'm wanting to because that show when I was a kid, I used to laugh like really, really hard. I kind of want to watch Striptease again too. I had the same reaction as you when I was 12. I'm just going to watch this once a day.
Alone in my room by myself.
I'm watching a movie, Mom, get out.
Thank you, Dad, for HBO and not monitoring it. Anywho. So do you guys know who Zoe Deutsch is? Probably.
Yeah.
So I didn't really. Here's a funny story. The Outfit just came out in theaters and I wanted to go see it, but I didn't. I saw X and something else that same day. But everybody on TikTok was like, hey, Zoe Deutsch, this is going to be amazing. And I was like, why am I not excited? So I looked her up and then I realized that on my Letterboxd watch list from a couple years ago, there was a movie called Buffaloed that I had meant to watch and never did. And Zoe Deutsch is the star of it. This movie, it's also got Jai Courtney in a role that I didn't recognize him in because I'm just so used to him as Captain Boomerang now. like him playing like a normal-ish guy. Albeit like an asshole mafia guy, but still like a normalish guy. Buffaloed, I highly recommend. I think it was free to stream on Hulu, if I'm not mistaken. And it's about the underground world of debt collecting. And so Zoe Deutsch plays this. It's kind of a coming of age movie. It's definitely a comedy, but it's more than either of those as well. It's kind of a mix of, it's got Wolf of Wall Street vibes, but she's actually a good person instead of the character, Jordan Belfort, like doesn't go that far.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting because she's like this hustler from the age six. You know, she just doesn't want to be poor. She wants to go to an Ivy League school and start business. So she's out selling lemonade, you know, cups of lemonade for $5 a cup, things like that. Like that's how the movie starts off. And then as she grows up, she's doing actual illegal scams, you know, like making tickets to local sports games and things like that, the Bills games. And then she gets caught doing that, goes to jail. And then obviously the Ivy League stuff's out of the picture. So then she kind of develops even more of a sense of crime, as jail tends to do to folks. And then when she gets out, she gets a job as a debt collector, but she's a ridiculously good salesperson. So she, anyway, good the save. Movie takes off from there. And that's where like the Wolf of Wall Street vibes are. Cause she's like putting her feet up on the desk, you know, just collecting debt like crazy. But she also falls in love with a lawyer who ends up, he's the guy who prosecutes like illegal debt collecting. It sounds strange. The movie overall, I would say, is like a 3 out of 5, 3.5 stars or something like that. Had a great time, but like, it's not like blow your mind. But Zoe Deutsch's performance was blow your mind. Like she carries this movie. She's so erratic and out of control. Like the kind of performer that comes to mind is like Jim Carrey, you know, like the whole movie is just him and what he's doing. That's how good Zoe Deutsch is in this movie. Cause she's got this outrageous, like Buffalo, New York accent. And, I highly recommend, like, that's a mixture of like, I've never been there, but it's what I imagine would, if you throw Canadian into New York and that's what you get is Buffalo. So anyway, I had a blast watching it. It's from 2019.
Throw Canadian in New York.
This was a movie that was like killing it on the festival circuit and everybody was talking about it. So I had added it to my watch list and I never checked it out. If you're like that, I recommend that.
Whoa.
You do as well.
Is that your ringtone?
Just for my wife. You heard a little DMX there. So the story behind that ringtone for my wife is that the song came on like a playlist on Apple Music while we were driving. And she rapped every single word of the song. And this was like when we first met. We were going to dinner or something on one of our first dates. And she's like a really shy person, actually. So that was so endearing and shocked me. Cause like, I know the chorus, you know what I mean? I mean, it's one letter, but X gonna give it to you, right? I hop in there. She did every verse and I was so impressed. So that's been my ringtone for her.
Oh yeah.
Ever Mad since. Respect.
But anyway, that's the DMX ringtone. Anyhoozle, instead of watching Our Flag Means Death or Severance or anything Steve recommended, I started rewatching Daredevil, which is now on Disney Plus.
Oh, the Netflix Daredevil.
Yes.
Originally Netflix, but now on Disney Plus.
My wife had never seen it. So we watched the entire first season in like 3 days, which is awesome. But also like I've got other things I should be watching. but I actually hadn't revisited this since 2015 when it first came out. And I'm sure it being on Netflix at the time, I watched it in 1 or 2 days.
Yeah.
So it's been a while and God, this show is so good.
It's amazing.
Like I forgot how adult it was. It is incredibly violent.
There's one where like a guy gets skewered in the eye or something.
Episode. Yeah. My wife's kind of squeamish about gore. She hates horror movies. And she like is frequently looking away and grimacing while we're watching Daredevil, which I find funny, but I mean, it's really graphic. It's really violent. So I'm just been having a blast, and it's really funny watching Vincent D'Onofrio's performance of the Kingpin, because it is legendary and I do love it, but I remember being very like, do I like this? What is he doing when it first aired?
Somebody find me Vanessa. And I need to get Vanessa.
And even on my rewatch, I was like, the first few episodes, like, what is he doing? Right? Like, it takes a while to buy into. I can't even describe it. Like, there's something just kind of weird about the way he plays
incredibly
him.
Sharp elocution, and he's like stiff, but like it's like a little lip trouble.
It's most pronounced when he's like pretending to be a politician, and he's like at a podium in front of a crowd, and everybody's like clapping and screaming, and I'm thinking, if that guy was like really on TV, it would be absurd. Like, nobody would be taken in by his orator skills, right?
Well, have you heard of a man named Donald Trump?
That's true. I could be wrong. I was thinking of a cool skit we could do with you and I, where I'm either Kingpin or Daredevil, and you're either the other guy, because there's so much of the dialogue, especially in their interactions. It's like, I am trying to fix the city, and it's my city. That's the city and the city and my city. And
I will protect my city with my life.
So much my city.
It's you don't protect the city. I protect the city.
It's like, it's five blocks in Manhattan. Calm down.
I really love Hell's Kitchen. Idea number one, change the name.
Yeah, for sure. Angel's Eatery. I posit.
Sweet Boy's Place.
But we've been having a blast watching it. We finished the entire first season, which I thought was 10 episodes and is in fact 13. So like on episode 9, there's a lot of crazy developments. And I was like, well, it's the penultimate episode, honey. Like, let's stay up till 1 a.m. and watch the finale. Oh, and we watch all of 10. And 10's like really methodical and plotting. There's some great character scenes, but it's not finale-ish at all. And I was like, super weirded out. And then it gets to the end and it's like episode 11 playing in 10 seconds. I was like, no!
Oh, no.
We stayed up for no reason. We just got deeper in the plot hole.
No.
But I love the spoilers for Daredevil. I mean, get over it.
It's 7 years have you old seen at it? This point.
I haven't, but go ahead.
Oh, no. I don't want to do that to you.
No, you
I just
can
want
do
to
it.
Do that to the listeners.
No, do it to the listeners. I mean, it's okay. I know the story of Daredevil. Well,
there's just a line in the end when Kingpin's in the back of the van and he goes on that monologue. And then at the end, that's when you buy in. You either love, if you don't love this, you're not going to like the character at all. But he's like, I am the ill intent. And like, I lost it. Like, that is so cool. That's such a good line. Good setup. Biblical story. Love that.
Yeah. The first season of Daredevil is like top tier Marvel. It's top tier television. Yeah. That and Jessica Jones season one is
so
like
here's
the
what
best
sucks
ever.
Is I have all this stuff to watch. All these great movies are coming out in April. And now I'm in this situation where I have to watch Daredevil season two again. And that's going to prompt me to watch Punisher again. And I might as well watch Jessica Jones again. And I'm like, oh no, this is 2015 Chris.
I never finished I never watched season three of Jessica Jones because I didn't like season two of Jessica Jones, but I hear season three is actually good.
Maybe we can do it together, friend.
Let's hold hands.
Journey forth. So that's what I've been doing with Daredevil. And then I watched two other movies real quick. I got a free trial, 7 days. So you can do this too, of Paramount Plus.
Ooh.
So that I could watch Jackass Forever, which is free to stream. Now, hear me out, because a lot of guys, it's probably specifically guys, if I'm being honest, but a lot of people in Letterboxd, critics that I follow, were giving it 4 and 5 stars and like this strangely endearing film. Oh, my God, it was so fun to watch. And I was like, really? I have to experience this. 4 stars from like David Ehrlich? You know what I mean? Like one of the Chicago Tribune critic or whatever, right? So I'm just like freaking out. So I got the trial. I watched it. It was hilarious, but it is not like a 5-star movie to me. I had like some nostalgia for sure. Like as soon as it came on, were you guys fans of Jackass, you know, 15, 20 years ago?
Oh yeah.
So like as soon as it comes on, you get the crutches, skull and crossbones, and and then it's like the warning, don't try this stuff at home. I was like, oh my God. And I like sat forward in my seat, but it's the same stuff. Like they're just beating the shit out of each other. You know, gratuitous, you know, Dean Ball's revealing for no reason whatsoever. Like a lot.
So funny story about that.
Okay. Mm.
Well, I have not seen it yet. So this is a third hand story, but I think the third hand story is so funny. It's worth sharing. Friend of the show, Sam, he went and saw it with Patreon subscriber, Kyle.
Ooh.
And they saw it. They loved it. But they were like that. So Sam went back home to his girlfriend who did not want to see it because she doesn't like that type of stuff. And he's describing to her all the different things that happened in the movies. And
the stunts.
The stunts. And, I haven't seen it, but Chris, you could probably agree with this or not. But he was saying like, there's probably the most male nudity in any of the movies, any of the Jackass movies. The most of it is in this one.
Yeah, I would agree.
And yeah, I guess he's like going on about like all these different skits. And finally his girlfriend turns to him and says, Sam, did you and Kyle just watch a gay porn together? and apparently that shook the two of them to their core. They're like, is our relationship different now? I mean, that's cool, but like, wow, where do we go from here?
Yeah, it's on par with that for sure. I definitely recommend it if you're a fan of the original show and you've seen the other movies. It's been 10 years, I think, since the last film. And it's good. It's a good send off. They're all pretty old. I mean, Johnny Knoxville's got stark white hair. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're way too old to be doing what they're doing. I mean, nobody should be doing what they're doing. Let's be real.
He has to use a catheter.
He literally taunts a bull into hitting him and breaks his wrist and a rib and gets a concussion. And they're all just like, he's getting in, put in an ambulance, and they're all just laughing like, that's why he's the captain. And I'm just like, you guys are bonkers people. But it influenced me a lot. Unfortunately, as a kid, you know, as a teenager, like we went around doing stupid things because of this show, even though the warning was there, we did not heed it. I caught my whole head on fire one time and I had to go to the hospital. So anyway, it's
follow up question.
Yes.
How did you catch your head on fire?
So we used to like hacky sack flaming balls of toilet paper, like catch a whole roll of toilet paper on fire and like kick it around at each other. But I was like a grungy kid. So I had like a lot of ripped jeans with a lot of like strings hanging from my pants.
Yeah. Sure.
So those would catch on fire and we'd laugh. I was just a little pyro kid. So I was pouring kerosene onto a pile of fire.
Kerosene. Oh, okay. Never mind. I thought you said you were pouring kerosene on the toilet paper.
That is what we did. That's how we caught on fire. Oh my gosh. But I was pouring the kerosene on something that was burning. And I don't know if you know this, but if you pour it too slowly, the fire will travel back into the can. So I knew that even then. And that's what scared me because I thought the can was about to explode. So I freaked out and I jumped back and it sloshed kerosene all over my face.
Oh, no.
Oh God.
And then I went to blow because the can was on fire, like a candle, like just the mouth of the can was burning. And so I went to blow the can out.
Oh no!
And that flame hit my face and I had really long, like longer hair than you have.
Oh, wow.
So I was like a rocker kid.
Emo boy.
So it all erupted. And so I like fell back on my butt and pulled my jacket over my head, which is actually pretty prescient. You know, at the time it was like, good on you. Stop dropping and rolling like that, Chris.
But just don't catch your hair on fire.
But I had third degree burns, like one big patch on my forehead and then like blisters all over my lips and even like in my nose. It was really painful.
Oh, geez.
But they used some. I went to Children's and Shriners, which is like a Cincinnati world famous burn hospital. And so there's not even any scars or anything. So they did great work there.
Yeah, I would never have thought that you had third degree burns in your face at one point in your life.
Yeah.
Because you look
That happened smashable. At Andy's house because we were like 14.
Of course.
And his mom bought me a copy of Pulp Fiction as an apology. She was terrified that like I was going to be forever scarred and happened at her house. And I remember this like it was yesterday. And then Andy's brother-in-law bought me a fish and a tank. He worked at a pet store. He still does, like 20 years later. And he named it Kentucky Fried Chris, KFC, because he had a funny sense of humor. I'm like all bandaged up and stuff. And I took my bandages off and he was like, oh, I thought you were going to look all Vanilla Sky and shit, which was a big movie at the time. Anyway, that's my fire story.
That's your Jackass story.
Yeah. And finally, real quick, I blind bought a movie, the Blu-ray, which is kind of rare. So it was like $20. And I don't know if you guys have ever seen it, but it's the Wachowskis' first film. It's called Bound.
Oh, I have not seen this.
I had never seen it. And it's got Jennifer Tilly and Gina Gershon and Joe Pantoliano. And I'd never seen it.
Joey P?
Yeah, Joey P.
Oh, and man, so that's a great cast.
I blind bought it. It was awesome. It's kind of an erotic thriller, kind of a neo-noir, heisty type film. low budget-ish, but like you can see all the DNA of what makes the Wachowskis great in it. It's really campy. Like I said, a lot of sexuality, all the stuff you would expect from a Wachowski film, but like before they had polished it. And that's kind of what's so great about it. But anyway, you should definitely check out Bound. I don't want to tell you much about it because it'll be a surprise.
And what's it streaming on?
It's not that I'm aware of. It might be streaming on something actually, because I wanted
to look that up.
The unrated version, specifically, which is not streaming anywhere, but I bet the rated R version is streaming somewhere.
And it's just called Bound?
Bound, yep. Like
B-O-U-N-D.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I said like I was going to compare Bound. That word to something else.
You can play it for free on Fubo TV. It's on Showtime, and you can rent or buy it on Prime.
So, by the way, we should say, since the Oscars are playing yesterday in listener time, I was going to tell them how they could watch the Oscars if they're going to be a cord cutter. Because I'm a cord cutter. I don't have cable.
I don't have cable either.
So yeah. I'm going to get things. Here's my plan. I'm going to get a free trial. Wait, don't snitch on me, guys. I'm going to get a free trial of YouTube TV. I'm going to watch the Oscars, and then I'm going to cancel it. Pretty clever, right?
Yeah, take that, Googs.
But you can also, Fubo TV is like, if you Google how to watch the Oscars, Fubo TV pops up. And I had never heard of that as a thing, but apparently it's a thing.
Is that the thing that Andy was?
No, he's talking about Pluto TV.
Pluto TV, that's
right. There's so many TVs, Udo TVs available.
Yeah, there's too many.
But that brings us to our main event. It's time for the Oscars Jeopardy game, on which I worked so hard. And like, see how you guys do. We got two teams. You gonna play the music?
All right. Wow.
Yeah, there you go. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I just thought you would want to have this music.
Absolutely.
In your Jeopardy game.
You have to have the music or it's not even worth doing.
And that was it. That was the end.
So this is Academy Award Jeopardy. We've got five categories.
Okay.
Snubs and flubs. Animated. Oh, okay. That's the thing. Yeah.
That's the board reveal.
Animated films, big winners, music, and Oscars so white.
Oscars so white.
Those are our categories from 1 to 500. I tried to do my best. I was trying to think. I did it quickly. I was watching Olivia Rodrigo's Apple TV concert while I was doing this, which was really engrossing because I love those songs. Are you guys fans of Olivia Rodrigo?
I am.
Good for you. Yeah, I was jamming. It was Apple TV. I watched that as well. I forgot to talk about that.
Got it in.
Okay. How do we decide who goes first?
Oh, I think it's only fair. Madison's the guest.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I cede it to you.
Okay.
Madison's the guest. And you'll be team one and Steve will be team two. So you just call out a category and then a block, you know, animated films for 300 and we'll go from there. So if she gets it wrong, you get a chance to answer that question. Is that correct?
Yeah, if I want to.
And then you could also just get a new question.
Yes.
So if you do get the question that you stole wrong, it stays your turn, but you lose the points. Is that how it works, if I recall?
Yes.
Okay. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right, Madison.
Do we want to like the button noises? If
Oh, sure. If you get it correct, this is what it'll do.
It's pleasant.
If you get it wrong, that's what it'll do.
We're going to be hearing a lot of that. I can feel it.
And I'm going to have to try to cue Steve because he's running the buttons, but he's playing. Yeah. So there might be a delay between the answer and the noise. Okay. All right, Madison.
Okay. I'm thinking animated films for 100.
Animated films for 100. The best animated feature category wasn't established until 2002. Which film won that year? Best animated film Oscar.
Wow. Okay. My mind immediately went to The Lion King, but that was before 2002.
Oh yeah, that was way before.
Yeah. Wow.
We were living in a post Shrek world.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh wait a minute. Fuck.
I don't know. I'm trying to go through my animated movies.
It's tough when you're playing. It's actually a lot harder than you think.
Yeah,
because I know I got a lot of crap for deservedly so, because I didn't know who Mary Todd Lincoln was.
I was 4 years old in 2002. So
that's fair. Well, some of these are like decades before you were born. Some of these are from the 30s.
From the 30s, you say?
Yeah, same.
Moving Pictures.
Academy Awards.
I don't know why, but I'm going to go with Monsters, Inc. I don't know why. Yeah, I figured that.
Beep, beep, beep.
Steve, Chance to Steal, would you like to try?
I'm going to try.
Okay, hold on. Let me do this. So I got to do this, right?
Yeah, you get to minus the points from her. There you go.
Oh, no.
So I think I flubbed myself because I said we're living in a post-Shrek world, but I'm going to say, what is Shrek?
That is correct.
Oh, wow.
Because it came out in 2001, but the Oscar would be in 2002.
Yes. Yeah. So okay. I always tried to be accurate about like that's going to reference the Oscar year unless otherwise specified. So that's a good one. Now, what do I
do?
So
I'm sorry if my saying that disrupted your thought, Madison.
No, you're okay. Soon as,
shortly after I said, I'm like, oh, wait, it did come out in 2001. But
I looked at you all crazy because I was like, is he trying to throw it to her or do you not know?
Well, at first I was like, are you throwing it to me? But I'm not going to say it.
Okay. Back to the board, Steve.
We're gonna keep this train running. Animated films for 200.
Animated film. This is probably the easiest category, I think. I don't know. It's hard to tell when you're making it. This 1991 Disney film was the first animated feature to be nominated for Best Picture.
1991 Disney film.
First animated film to be nominated for Best Picture.
Oh
ever.
My God. Oh my God.
In all of 95. Well, at the time it was like 82 or 70 something years. A lot of time.
Disney film. First, I don't think this is right, but it's the only one I can think of. And I'm going to say, what is The Lion King? Okay. I didn't think that was right. Subtract me.
Subtracting Steve. Back to zero, Steve. Oh, now you're negative.
Now, Madison, you can steal if you know this, but if you don't, you can pass and just not lose points.
Yeah, you can attempt this question for extra points, or you can just let it go and get a different question.
I'm going to attempt.
Okay.
What is Beauty and the Beast?
That is correct.
Ooh, yes! Girl! Way to go.
The first animated film.
Tale as old as time.
A lot of this is me remembering the answer too. Did you have to experience that during the President's Day thing?
Yeah.
Because it's like, you're like, I don't remember if you're right.
Who is Calvin Coolidge? I don't know.
Okay. Madison, your turn to pick the category.
I'm going to do music 100.
Ooh, we're changing it.
Music for 100. With 52 Oscar nominations, this composer holds the record for most nominations of any living person. And if this is Steve's bread and butter, so you're going to have to get this right or he's all stale it.
What is John Williams?
Yay.
Good job.
Thank you.
Good job.
I made this. Some of these questions, I know Steve so well that I'm like, this isn't fair. And I like, I had to do another one.
He tailored the quiz so that I could lose.
Okay. Madison, still it's your still board. Your game.
Oh, I get to go again?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You run the board.
Let's do Oscars So White 100.
Oscars So White for 100. This woman became the first black actress to win the Oscar for Best Actress for her role as Letitia Musgrove in Monsters Ball.
Who is Halle Berry?
That is correct.
Nice. Madison's going to just like destroy me.
After the 100 levels, it's going to be.
Well, no, because it's based on, I made all of this whole cloth. So it's really.
Do we have a final Jeopardy?
It's my opinion on like what's harder than another question.
I
could be way off. No.
We don't? Okay.
Well, we could make one, but I didn't come up with a question. Oh. I can just do it off the top of my head.
Okay. We'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes. Let's play it by ear.
Okay. Let's just clear off all the hundreds. So big winners for 100.
Big winners.
Big winners.
Big winners. Let's be clear.
Big winners.
For 100. She is the most nominated actress of all time, frequently referred to as the GOAT.
Who is Meryl Streep?
That is correct.
Do people actually call her the GOAT?
Yes.
Of course.
Oh, okay. Well, understandable.
For the movie Don't Look Up, I don't know if you guys saw this or not, but Jennifer Lawrence and Jonah Hill kept calling Meryl Streep the GOAT, and Meryl Streep was like, oh yeah, they just, you know, we're calling me a goat and blah, blah, blah.
She didn't know the euphemism, so yeah. She was like, I just thought they were calling me a goat.
She was like, oh, old goat.
Like for weeks.
Old goat.
All right.
And then finally, Jennifer Lawrence had to tell her, that means greatest of all time. And thank you.
I just thought you were being really mean.
So that's what I was referencing. There's a few like little jokes in here from me just getting bored. So just fair warning.
Okay. Snubs and Flubs 100.
Snubs and Flubs for 100. In 2017, Moonlight shocked the world by winning Best Picture after what film was initially announced as the winner?
What is La La Land?
Bing, bing. I keep doing my own music instead of thumbs upping Steve.
So currently, Madison's in the lead with 500 points.
Steve with negative 100, trailing just behind.
Just behind. Hey, I can answer one of those 500 points.
I mean, one 500.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, one 500 wrong answer, and she's right there with you. So this game's crazy.
Let me do music for 200.
Music for 200. This 1961 musical won 10 Academy Awards.
What is West Side Story?
That is correct.
Damn, girl.
Wow.
I wouldn't have got that.
I actually was watching West Side Story today. So
the original?
The Steven Spielberg version.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't finish it.
But it was on your mind.
Man, Madison is cleaning house right now.
Let's do Music 300 again.
Music for 300. Created by Sir Paul McCartney, Wings, and producer Sir George Martin, this is the first Bond theme song to be nominated for Best Original Song.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Mm.
She looks stumped.
This is the first Bond theme song to be nominated for Best Original Song.
Paul McCartney, Wings, and Sir George Martin. The first Bond theme song.
And this is different from Sir George R.R. Martin, right?
Way different.
I've never seen the original Bond movie.
I don't think this is the original Bond movie.
It is not.
No.
Well, it's one of the, it's the older ones,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, but it is an older one, but
it's not Dr. No.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't even have a guess.
Okay. Let's do this. We gotta get good at, so now we're at 400 to 100. Steve, would you like to steal?
I would.
Okay.
What is Live and Let Die?
Mm.
Do, do, do. Live and Let Die.
Nice.
Yeah, that was actually, we played it from Spotify just now.
Yeah, I had my phone hooked up. That's how it sounds.
All right, Steve, you can take your pride back. Oh, wait, I get to plus you.
Yeah, plus me, baby. Plus me, daddy. All right. I'm feeling I need to put some good positivity out into this game, so I'm going to pick big winners for 200.
Big winners for 200.
Big winners.
With four Best Actress wins, she holds more acting awards than anyone else.
Who is Meryl Streep? Damn, okay.
Madison, chance to steal. This actress holds the record for the most acting Oscar wins.
Are the people in the comments shouting answers?
No. Well, one shouted Toy Story earlier.
Oh, okay. Last time we did the presidential quiz, Chris could see the
cheating
comments, and there was one guy who kept feeding him answers.
Just wins.
So this is a big winner. This really is a big winner.
Yeah.
And remember, you don't have to answer. You can pass if you don't want to risk losing points. I'd be interested to know who this is,
because I would just
assume. I could be a couple.
I know. I'm going through my like list of actresses, but I'm going to pass.
Okay. What do we do in that case? Because it was just your question feeling.
Yeah, she can pass.
The answer was Katharine Hepburn.
I would not have guessed that.
Did I subtract from you? Was I supposed to?
Yes, you should. Yeah. Yep. There we go.
Hey, you're back to even though. It's zero.
Yeah, baby.
Okay. Madison with the board, I think.
I'm going to do snubs and flubs for 200.
Snubs and flubs for 200.
Flubs.
I was proud of that. This iconic director has never won an Oscar for Best Director. Hint, it's not Stanley Kubrick or Quentin Tarantino. Because there's actually quite a few legendary directors that have never won. So I didn't want to cheat. I don't want to be petty.
Ooh.
Well, it depends on... There's a couple.
Yeah. I tried to eliminate a few that your brain might have jumped to help out.
Well, the first person that popped in my head was Greta Gerwig. But I don't think that's correct.
Well, I tried... she's a wonderful director, but this is iconic. This was like, this will blow your mind.
This will blow your mind. Who are you thinking of?
Like, I'm thinking J.J. Abrams or Rian Johnson. I don't know why Star Wars is popping in my head.
Star Wars always lives somewhere.
Yeah.
It's always close to the heart.
And then, is it Peter Jackson from Lord of the Rings?
I don't know.
It could be.
Who is Peter Jackson? Damn.
I'm going to attempt to steal.
Attempt to steal? Thievery.
I have two names on my mind. I'm thinking it could be an Alfred Hitchcock, mm-hmm. or it could be a Stevie Spielberg. And I can't remember if either of them have won an Oscar for directing.
Yeah.
And if they have, it's escaping me. And I can't remember. So I'm going to go with... This was for 300, or is this?
I think it's 200.
It's a 200. Okay, so I'm gonna go. Who is Steven Spielberg? Dang, who was it? It was Alfred Hitchcock. Damn it! Us both.
I believe Spielberg has quite a few.
Okay, it's one of those things where, like, I'm sure he does, but like,
yeah.
Did you minus Madison?
I did. She was at 400.
Okay,
unfortunately for you.
Could you minus her again? 200 and negative 200.
Is it your board control now?
Yeah, because that was hers. Mm-hmm. Even though I got it wrong. So I'm going to go with, I gotta change something in this game right now. I'm going to go with music for 400.
Music for 400. I stopped the live stream, by the way, because my phone was dying. It said it had like 2% left or something.
I want to make sure we didn't get banned again.
No. In 1972, he became the first black man to win Best Original Song for a theme from Shaft.
Fuck. Okay, so he became the first black man to win Best Original Song for the theme Shaft. Oh my gosh. I don't know this all. Do I? I can barely even think of the Shaft theme right now. God damn.
Do you got this one?
Nope.
Got any hints? I'm gonna throw some hints.
But she deserves a hint. Oh, okay, you deserve a hint on your next question then.
Okay.
Because I thought this is one I was worried Steve was gonna like take the music category to town. It's I'll give you a hint. It's South Park.
Oh, I'm blanking on the guy's name. Shit, he's no longer with us.
Yes, you know who it is.
I know who it is, but I'm blanking on his name. Because I can't say who is Chef.
That's the question you're thinking right now.
Yeah. Oh, God. In the interest of time, who is Chef? I am incorrect.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you like to steal?
Nope.
Isaac Hayes.
Damn it. Fuck.
Yeah, I would not have gotten that.
You know, from a certain point of view, 600 looks more than 200.
It does. If you just ignore that little dash.
Exactly.
Ignore that dash in the beginning.
Madison, you're bored.
Oscar's so white for 200.
Oscar's so white for 200. This black actress and former Oscar host won Best Supporting Actress for her role in Ghost, which helped her complete her EGOT.
Oh my gosh, why didn't I choose this one?
You gotta get him, Madison.
I see what you did there.
Damn.
Are you not a fan of Ghost? The famous sexual pottery?
I know the movie.
Sexual pottery.
I can picture the movie. I cannot picture this actress. And you said that former Oscar host. I'm trying to think of who would be a host.
She's still hosting.
Not this year.
Not the Oscars, but she's famously still a host.
Yes, that's true. You know who this is.
Can I have a hint?
Yes, you are owed a hint.
One, yes.
What's a good hint?
What would be a good hint? Without completely giving it away.
Yeah. I mean, she is iconic throughout our end. I can't say that movie I want to say because.
I'll say it. She's a real sister act is what I'm.
That's the one I thought would be like a too close.
Who is Whoopi Goldberg? Okay.
Yay.
I was thinking Maya Rudolph or Regina King, and I don't know why.
the EGOT.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I don't really picture her as a Grammy award winning.
Yeah, me neither. That's why okay, good for her.
Yeah, good for her.
I guess
go Whoopi.
Because it's so hard to give a hint for her because you could be like, yeah. Oh, she hosts The View now.
I was going to say Color Purple, but then I was that might confuse her because then Oprah's in it, who's also a host.
Oh, you know Guinan from Star Trek?
Yeah. Madison, you're bored.
Let's do Big Winners 300.
Big Winners. I didn't think about that out loud.
Big Winners.
Let's do Big Winners for 300.
I'll choose.
In the film Boogie Nights.
I want Thick Winners for 300.
Tom Hanks is one of two men to win Best Actor 2 years in a row, along with Spencer Tracy. What films earned him those awards? This is probably a much harder question than
this
I thought.
This is Tom Hanks?
Tom Hanks. Two films in a row, back-to-back, Best Actor wins. It's only happened twice. I should have probably said what year the films came out. Should I do that?
Yeah, do that.
This was in 1994 and 1995.
I think I can get one of them.
I know.
I'm trying to think of the other one.
I'm thinking Sleepless in Seattle is one. And then Forrest Gump is the other. Damn.
So 1994, 1995.
94, 95. You got a major opportunity here, Steve. You're standing at negative 600 points.
I'm going to guess.
Madison with positive 100.
What is? Forrest Gump.
Ding, ding. She had that one right.
And Philadelphia.
Wow,
baby.
Big
Damn.
One.
Back.
No whammies.
I'm still negative.
All right, Steve, you're bored. You can get positive here.
Oh, man.
Or at least break even again.
Oh, let's do animated films for 300.
Animated films for 300.
We haven't been there in a while.
This 1988 film from director Robert Zemeckis was given an honorary special achievement Oscar. Now, a little backstory, if you remember the other question, animated films didn't have their own category until 2002.
Right.
So three or four times throughout history, an animated film was just given an Oscar because it was so good because they didn't have their own category yet. Anyway, this was one such film. Toy Story was also given an honorary special achievement Oscar in 1995.
Yeah.
1988 film from director Robert Zemeckis.
Oh, man. I'm trying to think of what animated films Robert Zemeckis has done. I assume... because it's Robert Zemeckis, it's a stop motion film.
This is inaccurate.
Well, then I'm just fucked. 1998 film.
What's Zemeckis famous for? Like, what style of filmmaking, right? He's usually cutting edge technology. He's usually zany. Sometimes his movies are terrible because of this. So in the late 80s, what would have been like... really cool to him technology wise with animation.
I have a guess, but I don't know. I don't consider that an animated movie.
I think you're on the right track.
Are you going to help me the way you're helping Steve right now? Okay.
Also, I don't know. I don't think it came out that I thought it was an earlier film than 88.
What are you thinking, Steve? I think you got it.
What is Tron?
You don't got it. I'm sorry. I thought you were there, man. Okay, so.
You were leading this horse to water.
Well, this
horse fell off a cliff instead.
Just to recap for Madison, you said, I don't think this is an animated movie, and because there's a reason why it would kind of be borderline whether or not it's animated. So I was like, uh-huh. And you were like, I thought it was a little earlier than this. And I was like, uh-huh. So those were the hints I gave Steve. The reason I nodded is because it's only partially animated.
Oh, fuck. Damn it, I have it. Damn it.
It's only partially animated?
Yeah. Like in a Space Jam kind of way.
Oh, my God. I'm so mad. I'm so mad at myself right now.
You see why I was like,
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. This is such a good movie, too. Oh, man.
Should I give more hints?
Yeah, why not?
Can I ask a question? Maybe. Are they cartoon characters?
They are. Wait. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's not Looney Tunes or anything.
Oh, well then I have no idea. Well, I'm not going
to. Kind of.
Some of them are.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's a famous, a bunch of famous stuff in it, but like the one of the cartoon characters is like
infamous.
Because it made people uncomfortable at how attracted they were to this cartoon.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of
There's
the name.
There's a lot of framing involved.
Your brain's hopping all over the place.
I can't think of the name of the movie. Is it Roger Rabbit, that movie?
You gotta pose it. Keep going.
Roger Rabbit and I don't know.
I don't know. Do we count that?
I would count it.
Okay.
Who Framed Roger? Okay.
Dang.
Who framed Roger Rabbit?
Okay.
Damn it. As soon as you said partially animated, I'm like, I knew it. Oh my God. If you've ever looked at like the behind the scenes stuff for how they filmed Who Framed Roger Rabbit, it's some of the coolest shit.
Yeah, like Zemeckis was like, oh, wow.
Like they literally were like, they had props like in the frame that was like, they would build sets so they could like prop chairs over. So, cause they knew like, oh, the cartoon character's going to knock over a chair. So they're like all this crazy stuff that they were doing kind of
make it look like they were in that lived environment.
Yeah. And it was before CGI. So they had to capture all this stuff in camera before they went and animated these cartoon characters. And it's such a neat thing to look at. Yeah.
Good times. Good times.
Good times.
Madison's bored.
Did you minus me for that?
I did.
Okay. I feel like I'm shocked that I'm at negative 300.
I mean, Andy and I were in the negative thousands.
I'm shocked. Let me do snubs and flubs 300.
Snubs and flubs.
This Martin Scorsese staple was beaten for Best Picture by Rocky.
So this is a Martin Scorsese film that
yes.
got beaten by Rocky.
Correct.
Okay.
And it's considered a snub, even though Rocky's a good movie.
Yeah.
Is it? This could be totally wrong. Is it Goodfellas? What is Goodfellas?
No. But Goodfellas was also snubbed. He didn't win Best Picture until The Departed, which is crazy to think.
Yeah, it's nuts. I'm going to guess. What is Taxi Driver?
Nice.
Steve with the steal.
Ooh, he's back, baby.
Out of nowhere. He's only 100 points behind Madison, and the control of the board is his.
No.
Let's go with Oscar So White for 300.
So White.
He is the only African-American to take home multiple acting awards.
Multiple acting awards. I think I'm trying to think. Has he won more than one?
I tested these on a friend and it was really fun. That's why I was feeling good about it. Mm-hmm. He got this one wrong, which I didn't expect it to be difficult, but apparently it is. Like, cause the people that he kept naming, I was like, oh yeah, that's probably a good guess.
I'm going to guess.
Okay.
I know he's won at least one, but I can't remember if he's gotten two or not, but I'm going to guess cause he's amazing. Who is Denzel Washington? I did it.
Steve takes the lead.
I'm coming for you, Madison. I want you in a cage,
brother. Okay.
Let's finish out music for 500.
Music.
I'm getting greedy.
For 500. A question likely so difficult, I don't even remember if I remember the answer.
Oh,
oh, I do.
Dang.
She became the first female composer to win an Oscar for her work on the film Emma. Why are you laughing?
I have no idea what you're doing. In no world am I going to get
Did I get
right.
too hard?
I don't even know what the theme to Emma is.
Why did I phrase the question that way?
I don't
way?
Think I've even seen Emma. Okay. She became the first female composer to win an Oscar for her work in Emma in 1996.
Do you know the answer?
No.
I'm just not going to give you any hints.
All right.
That's not fair.
Well, since I have to guess, I'm trying to think. Man, I don't know if I even know any female
There's not a
composers
lot of them.
Off the top of my head, which is a
Johnita real Williams.
Shame. Johnita Williams.
Hannah Zimmer.
Let me ask you one question. Is it a name that when you say, when we find out her name, we'll be like, oh, okay, I've heard of her?
No.
All right.
Well, I didn't know this answer until I made this Jeopardy board.
I'm just going to come up with a woman's name.
Okay.
Out of the ether.
Okay.
I'm going to say the first female composer to win an Oscar for her work on Emma in 1996. Who is Hannah Gorbachev?
Close.
Oh, you thought it was wrong? What?
Madison, would you like to steal?
I have no idea.
Oh, it was Rachel Gorbachev.
Rachel Portman.
No, okay.
If you said Rachel, I was going to give it to you.
Really?
Yeah, just like, holy shit.
Here, I kind of want to IMDb Rachel Portman and see what else she's composed.
Well, she also did, I was reading this earlier, some other stuff.
Rachel Portman. Let's see. She's best known for Never Let Me Go.
Is Emma, she still?
Chocolat.
Chocolat. Mm. That's right.
Cider House Rules.
That's right.
So okay. Is she still making music or is it primarily?
I don't 90s? Know. Those movies are like all from the 90s.
Her latest thing was in 2016, a movie called Their Finest.
Gotcha.
No, I mean height of it.
She, but she, wait, is this, she's on the credits for I Love You, Man. But I don't
Slap It at BS?
Yeah, but I don't think she was the composer.
She wrote the titular song, Slap It at BS.
Slap It at BS, man.
All right, Madison, you're back in the lead that quickly. You got arrogant with
maybe,
the music.
Maybe not for long. Let's do animated films for 400.
Animated films for 400. This 2009 film was the first film to be nominated in both the Best Animated Feature and Best Picture categories. This was the year that they bumped up to 10 nominees for Best Picture.
Mm.
So it allowed for some extra fun stuff.
It was a very good year.
A very good year. 2009. So this would be a 2008
I know
film.
What this is. I know what it is.
Did it just hit you? Is that where you started dancing?
Yep. This is one of my favorite movies.
Hmm. 2008.
I keep staring at that one missing puzzle piece.
Dude, don't remind me.
It's right there. What do you mean?
We're recording in my kitchen and I have a puzzle of Mass Effect 2 and the puzzle was delivered to be missing a single piece. So this missing piece in the puzzle mocks me every time I sit down on my table.
At least it's like
towards the bottom.
Yeah,
it looks like in the
almost
bottom
artistic.
Row. It would suck if it was like right in the middle of Miranda's face.
Yeah, or like a corner piece. Like yeah. That'd be terrible.
This isn't a Disney movie.
I'm not allowed to say. Yeah. I don't feel like, but yes, it is.
Don't give her any
it's one of Steve's favorite movies. Hmm.
So it's not Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
This movie is fucking adorable.
2008. Man. Shit.
What a good year.
Yeah, you were like 4?
No. I was 10. Oh my gosh.
So this is probably your wheelhouse, really.
You probably own this
not movie. Knowing what year it came out,
yeah.
But like
damn. I'm gonna okay. Is it How to Train Your Dragon? Damn. That's not a Disney movie anyway. What the hell?
DreamWorks.
DreamWorks, yeah. What the hell?
The meta guy, DreamWorks.
The pressure's all on because I want to answer this super confidently, but there's that like 1% of my brain that's like,
I was going to say, now that you didn't get it, he suddenly got nervous. Like,
what is WALL-E?
No!
What?
No way!
Oh, that's also one of my favorites.
Shit.
He came out swinging with WALL-E.
Is WALL-E a 2006 film? Is that where I got hung up?
Is my yes. Time?
Okay, that's where I got hung up on. All right.
See, I'm really bad with dates.
Up is so good, man.
Well, no, WALL-E would have been, because I was living at the Wise Guy Lounge condo thing when I went and saw that in theaters. I was 19.
Oh, WALL-E's 2008. Okay. Yeah.
So they came out the same year.
Actually, why do I remember that?
Up is 2009.
Oh, really? Oh, I said 2009 film. Sorry.
That's what got me. Okay.
So I said sometimes it's the movie and sometimes it's the Oscar year.
Sneaky, sneaky.
All right. Everybody's minus. Everybody's good. So -300 Madison, -600 Steve. With close. Madison's board, I believe, right? Or is it? No, Steve's board.
My board.
My
board. Let's see. What question am I going to get wrong this time? Let's do thick winners for 400.
This piece of shit has won more Oscars than anyone else with 22 wins.
This piece of shit. I don't understand.
I had fun sometimes.
The aggression.
I know, very aggressive.
This piece of shit.
Answer is Twilight. No, I'm kidding.
Well, not a film. It's a person. Obviously, it can't be.
Oh, okay. I thought it was.
I thought it was a movie.
It's a person, and it is.
Who is Harvey Weinstein?
That's what Jimmy said.
Oh man,
that's where I went wrong. This person has the record. No one has more Oscars. So he's been around a while. He might not even be alive at all anymore, but he might have died long ago.
He's a piece of shit.
And he's a piece of shit. He might not know he's a piece of shit, though. He might be beloved.
I have an idea. Who is Walt Disney? Yay!
Wow.
Yeah, he's like.
I've never heard anyone refer to him as a piece of shit.
Like, maybe famously an anti-Semite.
Anti-Semite.
I could have said that. Because Jimmy said Harvey Weinstein, too, and I realized I had made him a stock. I don't think they won many Oscars.
They would. I would imagine they do if they owned a whole production company.
Yeah, but it's the Weinstein Company. It was like they were buying like Kevin Smith movies and shit. You know,
Tarantino movies. Yeah.
So they got a couple best screenplay Oscars, I guess. But that doesn't go to Weinstein, I don't think.
As a producer, it would.
Would it? I thought producer only got best picture wins.
Best picture. You're right. Yeah.
So Disney. I don't know how he's got so many, but he does. 22.
Music.
Let's see. Yeah, music. And honestly, I feel like there just wasn't a lot of competition during that time.
Yeah. Was something made on film, you win an Oscar.
Yeah.
Moving to the Talkie Pictures Oscar.
Ah, just see it now in the Nickelodeon.
Let's do Oscars So White 400.
Oscars So White for 400. This actor became the first black man to win an Oscar for his performance in 1963's Lilies of the Field. 1963's
I Lilies just saw of something. Because didn't he just pass away? Yeah. I cannot remember his name, though.
You might have just given it to Steve, but Steve looks a little...
I knew what it is.
Oh, you already knew.
I was like kind of sure, but the whole like, did he just pass away?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. That
the
might have been
confirmation of that. I'm like, oh, okay, so it was
shit.
Him. Yeah.
Damn it.
I'm gonna try to. Yeah, I'm gonna try. I'm, to, it to I'm trying to will it to you psychically.
It's kind of. It sounds French.
it sounds French. It's actually a really cool name.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. I can't think of it. I don't know.
Steve, with the chance to steal.
What is WALL-E? No, I'm kidding. Who is Sidney Poitier?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm at -200.
Steve
baby.
Is winning with less than 100 less negative. Andy's the one. Dude, we were like negative 1500 to negative 2200. It was bad.
Oh, man, I got to pull out the President's Day quiz and show you and see if you would get any of that stuff.
Do you know who Mary Todd Lincoln is?
Who?
Mary Todd Lincoln.
A relation to the
See, it's not just me. Yeah, that's his wife. Apparently, everybody knows that.
That's MTV. What I said.
But the answer was his wife.
I had a whole category on first ladies. So it was like women playing first ladies in movies. And there was a Mary Todd Lincoln one. And he's like, who? let's finish off Oscar So White for 500.
Oscar So White for 500. This woman became the first black person to win an Academy Award for her performance in the 1939 classic Gone with the Wind.
Yeah, I don't know this one.
I think the knowledge gap between 400 and 500 was huge. Because I was like, 500, I'm panicking. Got to get a hard question.
You picked a composer no one ever heard of before.
I mean,
from Rachel the mind. Portman.
The first woman to win the Oscar, though.
That's true. You're right.
Rachel fucking Portman,
that's a fucking beast.
That's less of an onus on you and more on society that we don't know her name.
She also did Cider House Rules. I don't know how you could have missed that.
And I love you, man. okay. First woman to become the first black person.
I mean, if you don't know, you're not going to know, right?
Yeah. I'm just going to say, who is Sidney Poitier?
That's correct.
I also do not know. I'm going to pass.
Passing. Hattie McDaniel.
Mm-hmm. Old Hattie McDaniel. You got a negative me, man.
Negative 700.
Hey, man. Go to negative.
Hey, man. Madison, with control of the board and a lead, you can seal fate right now.
As we know, Madison, these 500 questions are ridiculous.
Actually, one of them, I think, might have been like, basically,
how does 100 get in there?
It's basically a 100, yes, but I'm not going to tell you which. It just depends on how I was funny with the question. Jimmy got it right, so.
Well, if Jimmy got it right.
Yeah.
Big winners, 500.
Big winners, 500. This director won more awards than any other director with a career spanning silent cinema all the way to Westerns, for which he is best known.
Oh, man.
Who's best known for his Westerns.
Oh, what's that guy's name?
Oh, no.
Worked with John Wayne a lot. Probably an asshole. I can only assume.
Yeah.
He's got two. See, when I give you hints, they're going to Steve as well. Do you want hints? He's got two first syllable names. Two one syllable names. Boom, boom. So his name, when you say it, it goes boom, boom. And one of them sounds like an automobile.
Francis Ford Coppola?
Very close, but name.
I still don't know if I could get this pass.
You're going to pass?
I'm going to pass.
Who is John Ford?
Damn.
You got it right, buddy. Yeah, this is rough.
Okay.
Okay, all right. It's my board, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And now you have a 50-50 chance, I guess, in the easy 500.
I know, right? I'm excited about this. What is animated film for 500?
You did not guess
that. Damn it, son of a bitch.
This now legendary film.
This now legendary film won Best Animated Feature in 2002. How did this 101 get in there?
I'm so confused.
Is this not what it's supposed to be? I'm confused.
Let's see what I did wrong.
He's looking at the phone.
That's Shrek, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, because that was the 100 question. Remember that joke? Yeah. I was like, how'd this 100 get in here? And
That's
literally what just happened.
Uh-oh.
What was I doing?
Can I still answer it?
No. You have to answer the real question.
But what is real? What is false?
What is real?
What's the deal with Chris's questions?
This now legendary film won Best Animated Feature in 2001.
So it was.
I'm not even going to count this. I can't do it though because it's my fault.
So it's an but it is an animated.
It is animated. It is legendary.
So this would mean that it got an award, even though they didn't have that category yet.
I confused myself because I don't know how this isn't. I don't know how, because this film came out in 2001.
Okay.
So this should have won in 2002. It's saying it won the Oscar, but it couldn't have because Shrek fucking won. So I'm so confused too. So this is off the table, but now I'm just using it as a question for fun. 0 points will be awarded. I'm going to cry.
Okay.
Or if we get it, if we collaborate and we...
You want to do a team up?
Let's do a team up.
For double points?
Let's do a classic Steve and Madison mess around.
Okay.
All right.
I'm waiting.
So this is a 2001 film.
Apparently.
Okay.
I Googled it just now.
And it's not Shrek.
No.
We know that it's not Shrek.
What came out the year that Shrek came out that could have toppled Shrek?
I mean, this is a film when you think of animation, this is on everybody's list. Or it's at least in the conversation of like in the last 20 years. This is a studio that is not DreamWorks, nor is it Disney, that is regarded as one of the most legendary animation studios in the world. This is...
So like a Studio Ghibli? Oh, the way he looked made me think it's a Ghibli film. So what Ghibli film would have come out in 2001? I don't know the... I'm not... super on top of when the Ghibli films came out, like what years they came out.
Yeah.
Steve's not on top of his Ghiblis.
I'm not. I haven't even seen most of them. I only know most of them through
I reputation. Bet you've seen this one.
I know it's not Porco Rosso because I think that's a 90s film.
There's one of them that's pretty much everybody knows.
There's Spirited Away, which is the one that I know the most. That's the one with the ghost that's like,
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not too sure, but Spirited Away sounds...
Do we want to go with Spirited Away?
That's the only one that I've seen that you've mentioned.
Okay.
So I say we go with that one.
All right. Chris, what is Spirited Away?
Really?
We did it! Yes! Teamwork, baby.
Separate. We're nothing. Together, we're everything.
Yeah, I don't know how this happened or what's going on with my facts, but it definitely is a winner of Best Animated Feature, and it came out in 2001. So.
Could it have won, like, Best Foreign Film?
It didn't say Foreign Animated Feature. Anyhow,
that would be weird if they had a Best Foreign Animated Feature before a Best Animated Feature.
So now we're in a pickle. We're in a pickle because Steve has a chance to take the last two questions, and even though you did that as a team... It's still his board.
Well, I'm just going to go with Snubs and Flubs for 400. We'll start off in the smallest one.
He died.
What?
He died at 23 years old and lost Best Supporting Actor to Kevin Kline in 1989.
He died at 23 years old and lost the Best Supporting Actor to Kevin Kline in 1989. Am I allowed to ask what
no,
Kevin
this is
Kline
too late
won?
Game. Oh, what Kevin Kline won for?
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you think I was... Am I allowed to ask who he is?
Who it was.
What's his name? This man who died, unfortunately, at the age of 23.
This movie was called...
So Kevin Kline won Best Supporting Actor for...
It's got like a fish in it.
A fish named Wanda?
It is. It's a fish called Wanda.
Yeah! But I don't get any points for that.
Which I've never seen that movie. Have you?
Actually, I haven't. No.
Why did you know that movie?
Because it's... How do you not... That's such an interesting movie title.
A Fish Called Wanda.
Yeah.
I guess that's
like
true.
Like a Streetcar Named Desire. Like anytime there's like a fish. An inanimate object named thing. Like
it just burned into your brain.
He died at 23. I'm trying to think of tragic... Oh, could it be... who is River Phoenix?
That's who I was going to say.
Am I positive again?
You are positive 200 with a chance to become... You're going to get this right. This is the question
is the
I
easy
screwed
one?
Up. This is the question I screwed up on trying to be funny.
Meant to do it.
Snubs and Flubs for 500.
All right.
This beautiful film about two chaps famously tipped its hat to Crash.
Wait, what? This beautiful film about two chaps... famously tipped its hat to Crash.
Not the Cronenberg film, the other one.
The one with like Sandra Bullock and...
Yeah, the well, I don't know if she's in it, but it won Best Picture and everybody hates that it won Best Picture.
Beautiful. So this is obviously
Crash has Don Cheadle,
yeah,
Sandra Bullock, Tandy Newton,
yeah,
so on and so forth.
We had to watch that film in college about.
I forgot Tony Danza was in it.
Oh shit! Yeah, he was.
Anyway, I'm not going to tell you what year Crash was because that's not fair.
Yeah, that's like early aughts.
Do you know what I'm getting at here?
Have you seen Crash?
I'm being coy.
No,
this beautiful film about two chaps. So I assume this is a film that should have won, but Crash won. Because I know a lot of people were pissed that Crash won that year.
I mean, I don't know if it's in the category of snubs and flubs.
Oh, this beautiful film about two chaps. Two chaps.
Why do you keep saying it that way? Two chaps. Is that helping you?
I'm trying. You made it sound like this was going to be like, George Lucas made what trilogy of movies?
Jimmy laughed and got it immediately.
Beautiful film about two chaps. Famously tipped its hat to Crash.
Maybe he just knows my sense of humor.
Oh, shit.
10, 9,
no, don't you dare 8, do that to me.
7, 6, 5,
cowboy movie.
4,
3, Hall and
2, 1.
Why are you doing this to me?
I was trying to be fair.
Never gave anyone a countdown until now.
Is there a time limit in Jeopardy, though?
There is. But their countdown is like, you have 4 seconds.
Okay.
Brokeback Mountain.
Damn.
What is Brokeback Mountain?
Good job.
Good job.
If I didn't yell that out at the end, would you have gotten it?
No.
You see, because the reason I did this is not a hard question. So I had to phrase it like that to make it a 500.
Right.
So this film about two chaps, because they wear chaps, because they're cowboys,
yep,
tipped its hat to Crash. And I didn't even tell you when Crash was.
Well, I kept repeating that part
because I know
what you were doing.
You were like, two chaps. And chaps.
And for whatever reason, chaps made me think of Birdcage. I don't know.
Oh,
but I'm like, I don't think that was the same year's Crash. Oh man, that was a journey. That last question was a goddamn journey.
Well, I feel sad because Madison took the lead for 80% of that.
It's okay. Good job.
Hey,
yes.
Well played.
This is hard. So I just want to tip my hat to Steve because he's made the last couple of these. It's difficult to try to adequately plan out like how the difficulty of the questions are going to be perceived. And then is it too easy? Is it too hard? Blah, blah, blah. But I learned a lot doing this.
Yeah.
Things like Hattie McDaniel. I know that now. I'm not a fan of Gone with the Wind.
I'm going to go Spotify her right after this. Man,
first female composer to win an Oscar.
And I don't want to toot my own horn, but I think out of all the Jeopardy games, I'm the only person to end it in a positive.
I think so.
Mm. Toot.
Toot toot
toot.
Well, that about ends our show. I think that's all the time we have here this week. Again, my name is Chris.
I'm Steve.
And my name is Madison.
And this has been Streaming Things. Happy streaming.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.